not merely for those who voted for you, not merely for those who cast their fate on your side of the aisle, but also for those who did not. These are the responsibilities I pass along with the gavel I hold and will hold in my hand. But there are some burdens that the Democratic Party will never cease to bear. As Democrats, we came to Congress to fight for America's hardworking middle-income families, the families who are working often for longer hours, for less pay, for fewer benefits, in jobs they're not sure they can keep. We together must redeem their faith that if they work hard and they play by the rules, they can build a better life for their children. So with partnership, but with purpose, I pass this great gavel of our government. With resignation, but with resolve, I hereby end 40 years of democratic rule with faith and with friendship and the deepest respect. You are now my speaker, and let the great debate begin.
The 104th Congress. I don't know if you ever thought about just the concept. For 208 years, we gather together, the most diverse country in the history of the world. And the folks who come here by the one single act that their citizens freely chose them. And I don't care what your ethnic background, what your ideology, I don't care whether you're younger or older, I don't care whether you were born in America or you're a naturalized citizen, every one of the 435 people have equal standing because their citizens freely sent them, and their voice should be heard, and they should have a right to participate. And I do want to pick up directly on what Dick Gephardt said, because he said it right, and no Republican here should kid themselves about it. The greatest leaders in fighting for an integrated America in the 20th century were in the Democratic Party. The fact is, it was the liberal wing of the Democratic Party that ended segregation. The fact is that it was Franklin Delano Roosevelt who gave hope to a nation that was in despair and could have slid into dictatorship. And the fact is, every Republican has much to learn from studying what the Democrats did right. But I would say to my friends in the Democratic Party that there is much to what Ronald Reagan was trying to get done. And there's much we can share with each other. We must replace the welfare state with an opportunity society. The balanced budget is the right thing to do. But it doesn't, in my mind, have the moral urgency of coming to grips with what's happening to the poorest Americans. I have seldom been more shaken than I was shortly after the election when I had breakfast with two members of the Black Caucus. And one of them said to me, "Can you imagine what it's like to visit a first grade class and realize that every fourth or fifth young boy in that class may be dead or in jail within 15 years, and they're your constituents, and you're helpless to change it?" And that just for some reason, I don't know why, but maybe because I visit a lot of schools, that got through. I mean, that personalized it. That made it real. If each of us will reach out prayerfully and try to genuinely understand the other, if we'll recognize that in this building, we symbolize America writ small, that we have an obligation to talk with each other, then I think a year from now, we can look on the 104th Congress as a truly amazing institution. And without regard to party, without regard to ideology, we can say, here, America comes to work. And here, we are preparing for those children a better future.